The government of Cyprus has postponed until Tuesday a crucial vote on a harsh savings levy to try and improve a package that is part of a 17.5 billion euro rescue plan, Nathan Morley reports.
President Nikos Anastasiades has been meeting MPs to discuss the terms of the bailout, with a crucial debate and vote in Parliament now postponed until Tuesday. The 10 billion euro bailout agreed with the EU and IMF demands that all bank customers pay a one-off levy. Protesters here in Nicosia have held up banners blaming Germany for the deal. However, the German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, has insisted that he and the International Monetary Fund had been in favour of respecting a deposit guarantee for accounts up to 100,000 euros. It now appears that a war of words has broken out between Berlin and Nicosia. David Buick is a market analyst and says the whole bailout package was ill thought out.
This is one of the most ill thought out pieces of legislation, and frankly the ECB and the European Union should have been all over it and saying don't even think about it.
Michael Fuchs is the economic advisor to the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He says there is a way to change the bailout terms.
I don't mind if the Cyprus government is going to structure the situation even a little bit more different. Maybe something like that somebody who has only a 20,000 deposit doesn't pay anything and the richer ones over 100,000 pay more. But the main problem is we need this 6.8 billion out of this deposits. Otherwise, the whole situation is not going to be good enough in order that Cyprus is out of the crisis. We want Cyprus to survive, and Cyprus is close to a bankrupt. And if they don't pay, if nobody is willing to pay, what's going to happen? Cyprus is going to be bankrupt, and then there's even much more money lost.
Separately, the Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned the tax on depositors as being unfair, unprofessional, and dangerous. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley in Nicosia.